And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your guest host for today's show, Councilman Rick Anderson.
Well, good afternoon. Glad to have you with us today. We're going to be talking a lot about Prescott Valley and a lot of the things that are going on in Prescott Valley today and a little bit into the future. My guests today are Shelby Marks from the Prescott Valley Library, Neil Wadsworth from the town of Prescott Valley, going to talk a little bit about water and why we've got so much of it now and how we're going to use that. And I've got Marty Grossman here from the Prescott Valley Town Council with me, and so we'll be taking a short break. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Jody Rooney is a conservative Republican we can trust to keep our economy growing and our borders secure. Jody Rooney works on the tough issues like the bottleneck on I-17. Her opponent, David Stringer, voted to keep a sexual harasser in office, and his recent racial rant was so terrible, the Republican chairman and Governor Ducey called for his resignation. We need leaders we can trust. Vote for Republican Jody Rooney for the State House. Paid for by GPL Committee for Arizona Leadership, not authorized by any candidate.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the Geico legal team applaud your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit Geico.com or download the Geico app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host, Councilman Rick Anderson.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome back. I think we'll start off today with Shelby and let her tell us about the library and what's going on there. It's busy, I'm sure.
It is always busy. Our summer is our busiest time. We're getting ready to wrap up our children's and teens summer reading program that ends at the end of July. And then before we know it, they'll be back in school. That's coming really fast. Yeah. So we had an awesome summer running all these programs. We have the children's program, of course, which every Tuesday they have some amazing performers come in and host a whole bunch of kids come in and enjoy that. So they've had STEAM projects and they've had music performances and all kinds of good stuff. And in the teen department, we had Nerf Wars, which is a classic, and all kinds of awesome stuff. Yeah, our summer's been a lot of fun. But we're wrapping it up this year with Fandomania. That's our really big program. It's on July 28th. And so it's our Comic-Con event. Yeah, so it's going to run all day on Saturday, July 28th from 10 to 5. And we'll have events and workshops and games and all day activities for for the event. And so it is all ages, and everything is completely free. There will be vendors, of course, food vendors, and then some local businesses and artists that are going to sell some of their wares. And, of course, that costs. But as of everything else is all free for the event.
And this is all taking place at the library?
It is. So it'll take place at the library, and we also have the building next door, the NAU campus, and then the theater on the green. So we have a bunch of things, amazing things planned for it. So we're going to do life-size Mario Kart races out on the grass. We built some Mario Karts out of cardboard because, of course, we're not going to, you know, have real Mario or kart go-karts running around on that grass out there. But
sure.
So we have that going on. The Syndicate Saber United is coming up from the Valley, and they're going to do a performance on lightsabers. So that'll be really fun. There's going to be a workshop, and so you can learn how to properly wield a lightsaber. There'll be cartooning workshops and ongoing board games, and it's going to be a full day of fun.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah. I'll bet Marty will be there.
I'm going to do my best to be there, yes, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, it'll be super fun.
And you can dress in your favorite character.
Oh, yes, of course. Come dressed up. In fact, okay. If you're not dressed up, you're almost out of place because that's part of the fun. And we're going to have a cosplay, which is costume play, I guess is what it's short for. It's basically a costume contest, but we're going to have a cosplay fashion show. So you come and you get to walk down the catwalk, of course, and start your stuff. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
It sounds like it'll be a lot of fun. And that's on the 28th?
Yes, July 28th.
Okay. And that's our last big event then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's, of course, all part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
It is a part of the 40th anniversary celebration.
Leading up to the August big celebration.
Correct.
Okay, good. Good. And that's the last event, though, for the teen library.
Yes, it's the last summer, kind of summer event, and then we wrap that up, summer reading, on the 31st.
And what do you do after that? What happens for the teen librarian after
So after once school
July?
School gets back in, of course, we have more teens at the library when school is going because of our location.
Right.
And it's great. So it's just nice to have them back in the library hanging out.
Do you have other events that you schedule throughout the year?
We do. We have a teen advisory board that meets twice a month, and they help plan programs for the library. It's a really cool volunteer opportunity and a leadership opportunity for our teens in our community. And that starts back up once school starts back up, probably end of August or early September, just kind of depends. And then we have ongoing clubs that start back up. We have a pride group that meets there of teens, and they'll come back once school starts back up. And we're hoping to offer a couple more things. We're hoping to do a current events cafe just to talk about what's going on in the world, just as an informal kind of meeting.
Sure. Well, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, we can all probably talk about it a little bit more, even though we don't always like to.
Yeah.
And so hopefully that'll be a really cool opportunity for some of our teens to think critically about it, what's going on, and then civilly talk about those things with the people that they know. So
it's important.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and
good for you.
Labor Day, we have an epic role play adventure. So we're doing a huge Labor Day weekend event for our teens, and so they'll get to come and learn about improv and storytelling, and then they'll get to act in an improv game at the end of the night. So,
well, that sounds like fun.
It's going to be a lot of
fun. What's the age?
12 to 18.
12 to 18. Well,
yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Should have a lot of people participating, I would think.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I'm really hoping so.
Well, good. Yeah. Good. So, anything else you'd like to add for the teen library.
I think that's mostly it. We're always looking for teen volunteers, so yeah. If anybody wants to volunteer, we'll
okay.
look for that.
How would they get a hold of somebody at the library to volunteer?
Sure. So they could just call anybody at the library, the main number 7593040, or they could apply through the pvaz.net website to be a volunteer.
And just say, I want to volunteer.
Yep, they have to be at least 16.
Okay.
But,
mm-hmm. All right, good.
Are they going to continue the computer classes there?
Oh, yes. Computer classes do start up again, I want to say in September. I don't know off the top of my head. We did kind of have a break for the summer, but they will start back up. And those have been super successful, just a really wonderful thing we've been able to offer to the community.
But again, if they call 759-3040,
correct, yeah.
they could get any information about the events.
Yep, or check our website, pvlib.net.
Oh, okay. Yes. All right. Well, good.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you for your information.
So. Yeah, and a lot of that information is also on the Prescott Valley website, pvaz.net.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Well, we know where to go to. Well, we might as well get started talking about water. we had a major event, major in a lot of people's minds, happen about 2 weeks ago when we notified the town that we had to, and these are my words, not anybody else's, drastically cut back on our water use. And from there, I'll turn it over to Neil.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, well, so there was a level 2 alert issued a couple weeks ago. And, you know, you said drastic. I don't really think drastic is the right word.
I didn't either. I was
okay.
That was my word to emphasize.
You said it. Anyway, so we actually have 4 different levels of alerts. And so the level 2 was put out there. It's asking people to conserve water. Cut back. We didn't tell people to stop using water. We just asked them to alternate days that they were irrigating, cut back on outdoor irrigation and washing your vehicles and stuff. But you could still do it. So it was what I would consider a minor alert. And the reason that was issued was because we had some mechanical failures. We had 4 wells out of service. And, you know, as everybody knows, the summertime is a high demand time. And, normally we wouldn't have had this happen and we would hope it wouldn't happen again. But we also had a very long and dry winter, which was highly unusual. Normally during the winter, we can rest our wells a little bit more and get them prepared for the summertime. This year was different. We had like almost no rain from, sometime over in, September, October,
mm-hmm.
all the way through until now. And so we were running our wells hard and long, didn't have time to let them rest a little bit. And just like anything else that's mechanical, things do break. And so when that happened, we still had the ability to supply our citizens with water. We just needed a little bit of help to get through that period when we were getting those wells fixed. We had 4 different companies up here working on different wells all at the same time. We got 2 of them back online very quickly. And obviously with the help of the rains that came last week on Friday, people are using less water in general. And so we have lifted the alert and we're going to get a couple more wells. We're expecting another well online this week and possibly another one on next week. And so we should be in pretty good shape. And so that's what happened. And, we're just moving forward.
Well, that's good. You know, because I had a couple of people talking to me about, don't you plan for these services don't you anticipate things like that? And Marty and I were talking the other day about it. And, it's like taking your car in to get it serviced. You do that regularly. You get oil changes regularly. And then the next thing, you get a flat tire. That's not something you plan for. It's just something that happens. You can do all the service in the world on time. But when that nail decides to jump up in that rubber, you suddenly have a flat tire. And no amount of preparation can prepare you for it. But another thing that people really need to understand is that when you talked about having four companies up here doing service, that's because we outsource most of our service that we do in the town of Prescott Valley. Most of the things we do, we outsource. We don't have people sitting around waiting for things to break so that they can go out and repair it. When we need work done, we hire companies to come in and do it. That way, we don't have to have people sitting on salary just waiting around for something to break.
Or
and
equipment.
Be paying their salary, be paying their insurance, be paying their retirement. We don't have that. As a consequence of that, a town the size of Prescott Valley, typically in the United States, would have about 13 employees per 1,000 citizens. We have 4 employees per 1,000 citizens. It's a big difference. It saves the citizens a lot of money by doing it that way. Can we get caught off guard sometimes? Yeah, we can. And this is a good example of it where you can get caught off guard, because if something extra breaks, you got to bring somebody in. And if you need 2 somebodies, well, you need them suddenly. And they may have had other work planned somewhere else, and they may just not be able to drop what they're doing and come to work for Prescott Valley. So, you know, we do the best we can, and I think you did a great job getting the work done, because you came right back, just as you said, this will last about a week, and in a week's time, we were back up and running. So thank you.
Yeah, and,
so,
you know, we've been asked, well, couldn't this happen again? And, you know, we try to learn from things that have happened to us in the past.
Sure.
Actually, in our budget this fiscal year, we have budget for installing 2 new wells.
Right.
And so that was on the books. We were going to be doing that. Because this happened, we've rethought it a little bit, and I'm giving you a little bit of a sneak preview for Thursday night's work-study council meeting. We're actually going to be alerting the council that we would like to modify our budget a little bit, and we're going to install 4 new wells this year. And so we're going to get ahead of anything potentially happen, especially if we have another dry winter. So we're going to be doing that, and we'll talk about how we're going to accomplish that. So, you know, will this happen again? We're going to try our hardest to not have it happen again. One of the other questions I get was, you know, does this mean the town's running out of water? So the pumping of the water out of the ground is a different issue from how much water is in the ground. There's a lot of water in the ground. We've got 100 to 200 year supply beneath our feet. And you can check with the Arizona Department of Water Resources on that. We were just having an issue with the mechanical part, getting the water out of the ground, and we're taking care of it.
Right, right. And that is important that people need to understand that, because we also hear a lot of that. Why are you building more houses if you don't have enough water for the people that are living here? And they were really 2 separate issues. We've got plenty of water, and the people that we're building houses for right now, their water supply was assured in the year 2000. By the year 2000, they had an assured water supply for the people that were building houses right now. So that is not an issue. We have the water, and it's, as you said, below our feet. It's just a matter of getting the water out of the ground and up to the top, and that's a mechanical issue, and mechanical problems do occur. So, you know, it takes some work sometimes, you know, and it takes all of us working together, and, you know, we do the best we can, and I think you guys are doing a great job, and I want you to share that with people that you work with, because we do appreciate everything that you do there. Tell us a little bit about water storage, because I think we're going to be adding some storage capacity.
Well, we are. One of the areas that we've had a water tank scheduled to go is over in the Stone Ridge area, and we've had a site ready for that for the past 10 years. And we're getting ready to build that one this summer. If you see activity over there right now, they're building the water line. It's a 16-inch diameter water line from the end of Destiny Drive heading south. And they're putting in the water line there now. The tank is under design and will be installed a little bit later this year, or maybe early in January, February. We have another tank that's going to go up on Glassford Hill that may be next spring or next summer. So 2 new tanks with a total of 5 million additional gallons of storage.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot. So that should be a good thing.
It'll be good, and yeah. The Stone Ridge tank will give us storage capacity on the south side of Highway 69. So if we have a main line break over there, we'll have water stored and ready to go.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about water and goings-on in Prescott Valley in a little bit. We're going to take a short break. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, on KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com.
We did it again! Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Bros. You gotta admit, Ted, we get pretty popular in the summer.
I know, Adam. We get service calls from all over the Prescott area.
And we also get quite a few from Cottonwood, Clarkdale, and Sedona.
How do you know that?
A little Verdi told me.
No, brother.
That's me.
Keep your cool with a quick call to Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, serving all of Yavapai County. G-O-E-T-T-L. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's High Desert Mechanical heating, cooling, and plumbing.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69. Augie's Frontier Village.
This is Steve Sitchka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Healthy animals are a huge part of healthy communities, and so is music and the arts. I saw on the news recently that some people in the Phoenix area actually read to and played their favorite music for pets in local shelters so that they wouldn't be scared by the sound of 4th of July fireworks. So it's a natural that Olson supports the arts and encourages you to attend the 31st Annual Arizona Cowboy Poets Gathering, August 9th, 10th, and 11th. As in the past, it'll be held at the beautiful Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. If you've never been, you have to do it. The talent on display, both poetically and musically, is awesome. The performers magically put a human face on ranch life because they've lived it. It's amazing how much sense they make. Last year, roughly 3,000 folks attended. They came from the Prescott area, other parts of Arizona, surrounding states, and as far away as the East Coast. For tickets and info on free-to-the-public day sessions, go to azcowboypoets.org. And remember, folks, good enough just isn't.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host, Councilman Rick Anderson.
Okay, we're back. So now, Marty, it's just you and I here. And
sounds
we're gonna,
good.
We're going to talk about odds and ends for a few minutes. So one of the things, Marty, you're our liaison. When I say our, I mean the town council liaison to the Humboldt Unified School District. So can you tell us a little bit about what's going on at the school district these days?
Sure. First, we have a really great school district board. It consists of five members. The president is Rich Adler, who's been on the school board for about over 10 years, probably closer to 14. We have the vice president is Susie Roth, who is also an educator. She works over at Embry-Riddle. We have Paul Ruald, we have Ryan Gray, and Dr. Dina Battaglia. Those three are fairly new to the school board. They've been on the school board less than a year and a half, 2 years, and they've stepped right in, and they're doing a really good job. Basically, the school board, there are 11 schools within the Humboldt Unified School District, and they basically manage the school the same way that we manage the town. They give the input. We have our superintendent, Dan Streeter. Dr. James Bogner was the assistant superintendent for the last 2 years, and he just retired and stepped down. And Cole Young, who is a teacher in one of the schools, he's been serving as a consultant to the board also. He wears many hats with the board, and he is the new assistant superintendent. The school board basically approves a lot of the work that our superintendent does. The superintendent used to be the deputy superintendent, and Dan Streeter's done a tremendous amount of work.
Right.
We have the 2020 plan that he came up with. I'm also a member of the superintendent's advisory committee, which helped formulate that, and it's a lot of input from business people in the community and from churches in the community, from other business leaders, teachers, students, and, of course, a few of us on the council have been attending those meetings.
Right.
So the school district, there is a lot of community input that happens there. The school district, they just approved their budget. I forget what the total dollar amount is. I think it's 35 or 40. It might be more than that. But, yeah, they were running over the numbers, and I just never got a grand total. But
that's
anyway,
right.
But it's a nice budget. There's a nice improvement over last year. I know I mentioned it at a council meeting, but in January, the school teachers were originally supposed to be getting like a 1 or 2% raise.
Right.
Okay. Through efforts of a lot of community effort around the state and a lot of people going down to the state capitol and letting them know how everybody feels, the Red for Ed movement and a few others. So the average raise for our teachers and other staff is going to be 11.5%. So originally a lot of the raises were pushed towards the teachers, but there's also other staff. There's professional staff, there's certified staff. You know, you have the basically your janitors, your bus drivers, school nurse, tutors. There's a whole bunch of people who are not classified as teachers. So they all will be getting raises this year.
Yeah, I know there was a lot of concern about that. Yeah. Even after the teachers got their raise guaranteed by the governor, there was still a lot of concern about the rest of the employees in the school district.
I know, there is still money needed to do the projects for the different schools.
Sure. Are they addressing capital improvements yet?
They've increased it, but still it's not significant enough. Last year, capital improvements, they got $300,000. This year they're getting $900,000. But according to the formula that is down in the capital, the school district, because of its size, is supposed to be $2.6 million, and they're getting $900,000.
Right.
There are other things coming in that's going to help with it, because now they're basically categorizing funds. So, they're going to give us money, and it could only go towards, let's say, building improvement. And this one's going to go for transportation, and, they're trying to break it down. So, we're going to be doing okay this year as far as the school district is concerned. There's always more needed. They're always working from behind.
Sure.
Well,
there's something I should probably point out at this point, is that this is not something the town council has any input into, because it is a school district and it covers more than just Prescott Valley. But it is something that you and I both are interested in, and as well as some of the other council members. But you're involved as the liaison, and you actually do a lot more than the liaison would do. And I should announce that I am the president of the Humboldt School District Foundation, which raises money for the Teacher of the Year programs that they do. So, we are involved in the schools, and, I think everybody needs to be involved in that, though. That's not just something that if you have a student in school or a grandchild in school that you're involved. I think it's got to be something that everybody takes an interest in their schools. The town is 40 years old. this year. And that means that some of those schools are 40 years old.
Some of our buses are 45 years old.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't buy the buses new. So, you know, some of them are falling apart. And some of those things are going to have to be taken care of. And, you know, I understand, where's the money going to come from? Where's the money going to come from for any of the things that we do? It's tough. You know, you have to squeeze dollars out here and dollars out there and spread them out to where they do the most good. But I think it's something that we seriously have to look at. You know, and we have to try to figure out a way to make it work. You know, I think it's wrong to expect students to bring all their own supplies to school, for teachers to pay for all the supplies or the books. You know, it was never meant to be that way.
No, definitely not. I mean, you know, how many people that work for books? How many people that work for a company are, you know, you have to bring your own computer to work, right, or you have to bring your, you know, I mean, it doesn't happen in a lot, yeah, of, you know, I think the only other industry that something like that happens is in the automotive industry, where the mechanic brings his own tools.
Brings your own tools, yeah.
But basically, this is your corner, and you control it.
Yeah.
So.
And we've just got to get better than that.
Rick, if I may, oh, hold on.
Sure.
Rick, if I may ask a question, since you're both so deeply involved with the schools, if you read the letters to the editor in the Daily Courier, you'll see the occasional letter, I don't have kids in a school system. I shouldn't be paying for public school taxes. Well, you know, I don't have kids either, but I'm paying school taxes. I don't mind it because that's what put me through. Rick and Marty, how would you answer people who don't realize the power of a really good school system, what that does for their lifestyle and for their property values?
Well, we're hoping, if you don't mind me starting.
No, go
okay.
ahead.
We're hoping that a lot of the students that graduate high school and college come back to this community and serve as our doctors, our lawyers, our school teachers, work for the town. I mean, they're the ones, hey, if these senior people who no longer have children in the schools are in a nursing home, they want the best care they could get.
There you go.
And, you know, you have to train these people. So it's an investment in your community. Mm-hmm. It is that simple. You know, it's, you know, I mean, let's face it, the high school students that need the part-time job to help them, you know, they're working at the McDonald's, the Burger King. I mean, they're working at the fast food restaurants, the regular restaurants. I mean, they are getting business acumen and they're learning and they're going to be taking care of the people that are getting older and the ones that are even still
young. I would suspect that person who no longer has a student in the school, that when they go and to the hospital and need a cardiologist, they're going to hope that person was a good student.
And Rick,
and
exactly,
had a good education.
And what you and Marty were talking about, I've interviewed a lot of educators in this area, and they all say we have a serious problem, what they call a brain drain.
Mm-hmm.
Very talented, bright people who automatically think Phoenix, Denver, Los Angeles, you know, anything but staying local, when in fact the opportunities are here if we can develop those, correct?
Sure. That's true.
We have schools in this district that are award-winning national schools. They've been listed in Time Magazine and a couple of the other major magazines. Coyote Springs Elementary School is designated as a 21st century school. There are only 33 of them in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we're one of them. I mean, they've had a Skype set up where they were talking to the astronauts on the space station. I mean, how cool is that?
Yeah.
You know, they regularly have, you know, Skype talks with students in Germany, Japan, China. I mean, what's being opened to them is available right here. You don't have to be in New York City or Los Angeles or Dallas or any of the big cities, you know, or Phoenix, which is like, I think, the sixth largest city in the country. So, you know, we have it right here. We have a lot of really, really good schools here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have to take another break. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Forsythia already flowered?
Lilacs languishing in the heat?
Spring bloomers already pooped? Butterfly bushes are going strong and rebloom all summer long.
Pollinators like butterflies and hummingbirds love butterfly bush for their fantastic fragrance and bright summer colors.
These tough head high beauties love summer sun and bloom nonstop.
Fresh new plants just arrived at the place where people who love butterflies and butterfly bushes, they love to shop.
Waters Garden Center in Prescott.
This is Dr. Kelly Ward, and I approved this message. What if I told you about a politician who refused to support President Trump in the election and called his words hateful? A person that said we'll never have a border wall and that walls don't work. Someone who voted for amnesty 11 times and for wasteful government spending 28 times. You'd think it was a Democrat, or maybe Jeff Flake. Sadly, Martha McSally said and did all of this. Martha isn't a conservative. She's a fake Republican. That's why Mitch McConnell and the failed Washington establishment support her. But Arizona Republicans won't be fooled anymore. I'm Dr. Kelly Ward, and I supported President Trump when it mattered most, not just to help myself in an election. I will build the wall, oppose amnesty, and secure our border. I'll be the conservative Arizona can trust. Paid for by Kelly Ward for Senate, Inc.
Experts in treating chronic and hard-to-heal wounds. The Advanced Wound Care Center at the YRMC Del E. Webb Outpatient Center in Prescott Valley is ready to help. We work closely with your physician to create an individualized healing plan customized to your needs and lifestyle. This allows personal one-on-one care designed to enhance your comfort and recovery. Ask your doctor about hyperbaric oxygen therapy. It's state-of-the-art wound care therapy that accelerates healing and fights infection, and it's available at the Advanced Wound Care Center. Talk to your doctor about the Advanced Wound Care Center. We're conveniently located at the YRMC Del E. Webb Outpatient Center in Prescott Valley. Call 771-4788 or visit yrmc.org.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your check of local and state news and weather brought to you by Affinity RV. Verde Valley voters can hear from the candidates running in city and town council elections.
The League of Women Voters Greater Verde Valley has organized candidate forums this week for city and town council races in the August 28th primary election. On Wednesday night at 6:30, a mayoral candidate forum will be held at the Sedona Public Library on White Bear Road. The last day to register to vote, change your party registration, or update your address is July 30th. Early voting in the primary election starts August 1st, and early ballots will be mailed out that week. I'm Link Elliott reporting.
The CLEAR system has landed at Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport.
If you've traveled around the country, you may have seen the CLEAR system in operation at other airports. Using biometrics, CLEAR is a way for travelers to speed up the identification process when flying. Senior Vice President of Corporate Affairs Howard Cass says,
"You have absolute certainty that you're going to get to the airport, you're going to quickly have your biometrics and your boarding pass scanned by CLEAR, and then you're going to go into the security line operated by TSA."
CLEAR started operating at Terminal 4 last week and will soon expand to Terminal 2 and 3. Steve Clawson, Arizona News Radio.
The Diamondbacks are off until Friday as they observe baseball's All-Star break. KQ&A weather, a 40 to 60% chance of thunderstorms today and tomorrow. Highs near 86, a 30% chance Thursday and Friday. Highs near 88 in the Prescott Quad Cities, cooling overnight to near 64. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, the same chance for spot storms, warming today and tomorrow to a partly sunny 94, up to 98 Thursday and Friday, waking up to about 71. This news and weather is a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, continues on KQ&A.
Are you craving a lodgepole-like cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Pale Apricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty Manzanita Red Ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Ready to rock a new look for your landscape? Hi, this is Sam, and our team at Prescott Dirt will help you design your rock oasis. We are proud to be an authorized pavestone dealer offering top quality landscaping products from pavers, rumble stone, and rumble wall. Shop our large selection of flagstone and palletized boulders so you don't get stuck between a rock and a hard place. Conveniently located in Prescott and Prescott Valley. Give Prescott Dirt a call at 636-5844 or online at PrescottDirt.com, and we will rock you.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host, Councilman Rick Anderson.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. I'd like to take just a minute to thank Marnie Yule for allowing us this time away from her radio show to allow us to be in here and talk to everyone. Also, I want to take a minute to please encourage everyone in the audience to listen to the commercials and please buy locally and support the sponsors, because without their help, we certainly couldn't be here talking to you at all. So please do that. Okay, so this afternoon we've run out of guests, so DJ and I are here, and we'll just talk to each other for a while.
You know, Rick, I'm glad you mentioned the buy locally thing, because we have the same thing going here in Prescott. You know, shop Prescott, start here. It's always a good thing to do for a lot of reasons. But since we're on the Prescott Valley program today, I wonder how many people have taken part in the Tuesday Night Classics series at the Harkins Theater. Because every Tuesday at 7 o'clock, and it's only $5, they bring up a movie you've probably seen before, most likely on home video, but they bring it back on the big screen. Last Tuesday they had Jaws. I'm sure a lot of people saw it on the big screen for the first time last week. Mm-hmm. Tonight they have Jerry Maguire. They have a lot of really good movies on that big screen. Plus, you know, and I lived in Southern California for a long time, you know, movie capital of the world. This Harkins Theater is great. It really is. Mm-hmm. And if you're even, you know, people complain, ah, movies cost too much. Well, if you're our age, it's only $5.50, and that includes evening shows. It's pretty hard to beat that.
Yeah, it is. And seeing them on the big screen is certainly much better than watching them.
It's really the only way
even
to
if
see
you
it.
Have a large screen.
Yeah, yeah. We do get spoiled with our home theaters.
Yeah,
don't
we do, but it's still a lot better on the big screen.
You know, Rick, with Marty just leaving us a minute ago, I had Marty on my show Q&A a couple of times, and the first time on the show, I asked him, because I always like to find out what brought people here, you know, what they did, mm-hmm. You know, what their life was about before coming here. And I asked Marty, I said, Marty, before you came to Prescott Valley, what'd you do for a living? And he said, I was a letter carrier. So, okay, well, that's cool. So now it's your turn. What were you doing before you came to Prescott, Rick?
Well, I spent 24 years of my life in the Army. Mm-hmm. I retired in 1997. And then in the year 2000, I moved to Prescott Valley. Mm-hmm. My ex-wife lived here, and I was recently divorced, so I moved here and to see how we would get along. We had gone to high school together in Hollywood some 30 years before.
Hollywood, California?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Some in Hollywood High School, actually.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And,
on Highland Avenue.
Highland and Sunset.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, so we went to school there together all through high school.
But you're not telling me your murals are on the side of the building.
No,
right?
No, we're not up there. No.
Okay.
No, we knew some of the people that are up there.
I bet you did.
We're not up there. And, so we met back up here in, 2000 and, as I said, we had been married once before when I was in the Army early on, in 1970, after I'd been to Vietnam. And that marriage didn't last very long. And so in 2000, we met again and things took off as things will sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And, they worked out a lot better than they had the first time around. And 30 years to the day after we were married the first time, we were married the second time.
That sounds like something right out of Hollywood.
And yeah, it does.
It really does.
And
yeah.
So 18 years later, we're still giving it a try. So
good for you.
It's
that,
working out well.
That is such a great story. Now, 24 years in the Army.
Yes.
What kinds of places did you visit?
Well, I was in Germany twice. I was in Vietnam for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent the majority of my time after that, other than short trips to Texas and Washington State. But I spent the majority of my time as a recruiter with the Army National Guard in Las Vegas, of all places.
How
yes.
about that? Wow. Let me ask you this. I always ask people who have been stationed overseas this question. What kind of a reaction were you receiving from the German people wearing that American Army uniform?
I had a fine reaction.
That's what I've always heard.
Never had a
problem.
They're
glad to have you there, aren't
yeah.
they?
In fact, Germany to me, it was an amazing place I was there the first time in 67, 66. And what amazed me was that early in the morning, the women would go out into the street, and from the middle of the street to their house, they would sweep the street and the sidewalk, the width of their house, and out to the middle of the street. They figured that was their responsibility,
wow.
was to keep that portion clean. And everyone did it down the street. It was an amazingly clean country. I have no idea what it's like now, 40
yeah,
years later.
Sure.
But it was, just stuck with me.
How important is it, do you think, for people to get out of their comfort zone, get out of their city, out of their state, out of their country once in a while, and see the other parts of the world?
Oh, I think it's very important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I think we develop what we think people are like. We develop concepts
mm-hmm.
of how we think people are based on anymore. It's TV or movies or something. Or the internet or Facebook or who knows what, we get misconceptions of how people are. And I think you really need to spend some time with people in their living arrangements
yeah.
to really see how people react in their home,
mm-hmm.
you know, to know how they live and to understand them. You know, you don't know people just by reading about
yeah.
them or watching them in a movie.
Now, you were an enlistee, right?
I was.
Tell me how tough the first 6 months were.
Well, it was culture shock for me.
Do they break you down and then rebuild you in their mold?
Well, they do. You know, they have to get your attention. And that's the hardest part. Because in those days, we were dealing with probably about 40% draftees, and about 60% enlistees in the group I was in. So to get everybody to work together when you consider 40% of the people didn't want to be there in the first place, it took a little while. And the 60% that wanted to be there, thought they knew everything because they volunteered to be there. And of course we knew nothing. And it took a while to get all that out of everybody. I'll bet we spent the first month just trying to get people to understand that they had to pay attention to stay alive. And once that started working, we started working together, then we were okay.
And you're talking people from every walk of life.
Oh,
financially,
absolutely.
Racially, religiously, yeah. Culturally, different areas of the country,
yeah.
And all of a sudden you have a common goal. It brings you, it either weeds you out or it brings you together, right?
Yeah, that's true. It does. And, yeah, it's amazing. And you don't think about it. You know, it never crossed my mind that I had never met people that didn't speak English until I met someone that didn't speak English as a primary language.
Sure.
I didn't know there were people.
Well, Rick,
I just didn't.
I used to watch a wonderful series on PBS called Rick Steves Travels in Europe. And the best lesson he teaches viewers is that when you're visiting another country that you're not familiar with, you don't have to learn a language, but learn some basic phrases, because a lot of people around the world speak English as a second or third language, and they can help you through that. But if they sense that you expect them to speak your language, mm-hmm. the wall will go up. Mm-hmm. But once they see you're making an effort, boom, you'll find out, yeah, they do speak English. Mm-hmm. Isn't that true?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little mutual consideration goes a long time, a long way, doesn't it?
That works in all aspects of life, I think.
Indeed.
Language or anything.
Indeed. Yeah, it's a great lesson. Last question for you. What is the overriding lesson 24 years in the Army taught you?
That you have to work with others.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it on your own.
How important is the self-discipline they instilled in you?
Very important.
Yeah.
You know, you can't wait for others to tell you what to do. You have to be able to live life yourself. You have to be prepared to do things on your own.
That's exactly what first responders who had military experience tell me on my show. We're going to take one more break. Come back with you in just a moment.
Thank you. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com.
Want to stay nice and cool all summer long? Call Gettles High Desert Mechanical, serving central and northern Arizona with fast, reliable service. The guys and gals at Gettles get it. They'll make sure your AC is ready for the summer heat. Call 928-567-2200 or go to GettlesHDM.com. Gettles High Desert Mechanical, heating, cooling, and plumbing, repair, and service. Don't settle. Get Gettles.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reba Graphics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reba Graphics is your one-stop print shop.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
We did it again!
Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host, Councilman Rick Anderson.
Okay, I'm back. One thing I wanted to leave everybody with today is that, you know, I know there's a lot of people that from time to time have questions about what's going on in your town being Prescott Valley. And, you know, we'd like to be able to answer those questions for you, but we need to know what the questions are. So if you'll please contact us at pvaz.net or at 759-3100. We'll be able to answer any questions that you might have. Please feel free to contact us. And thank you for listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town
streaming live
KQ&A.
Worldwide at KQ&A.com.
Today's show is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.